Hello, I'm Paige Estritori with Financial Services Online, and here's your weekly finance news wrap for this Monday, December 22nd, 2025. We begin this week with news from Austria as the motorcycle maker KTM AG secures a sizable financial boost. The company has received 600 million euro in funding from its major shareholder, Bajaj Auto, helping tackle its soaring debt of over 2 billion euro. This investment accounts for approximately 30% of KTM's due payment required by May 23, 2025. KTM has undergone various changes in recent months, including workforce reductions and sale of MV Agusta shares. It's a strategic effort to ease their financial strain while also preparing for future industry challenges. For our local riders, the financial steadying of KTM sets the stage for continued supply of the company's bikes here in Australia. Moving on to local matters. The Australian Securities Exchange, or ASX, is revising its dividend policy. The payout ratio is being brought down to between 75 and 85% of its net profit after tax. This follows a capital charge of $150 million imposed by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission over the ASX's operational weaknesses. The fallout saw ASX shares fall by 5.1%, and as a result, dividends for the next three payouts are anticipated to be on the lower end of the new range. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has favored these steps, with expectations that ASX will fulfill its commitment to address the outlined issues. Delving into the critical topic of interest rates now. Last week, the Reserve Bank of Australia held the cash rate steady at 3.6%. This decision comes amidst rising inflation and strong consumer demand. The announcement caused speculation about a possible increase in interest rates as early as February of next year. While the current inflation rate sits at 3.8%, the RBA continues to remain cautious, striking a balance between supporting economic growth and maintaining price stability. In contrast to previous growth, Australian employment figures took a notable dip in November. Instead of the projected 20,000 job increase, the country saw a loss of 23,100 jobs. Remarkably, the unemployment rate managed to hold steady at 4.3%, better than expected, largely due to a decrease in the participation rate. With the current inflation rate at 3.8% and the recent employment decline, the RBA's decision to hold rates steady at 3.6% indicates caution in managing a delicate employment market. And with that, we wrap up this week's finance news. For all your personal and business loan finance requirements, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estritori with Financial Services Online, and we look forward to joining you again next week with our weekly finance news wrap.